Satan Seeks to Kill. Do you think I can bury such experiences under the debris of mistaken ideas? Never. The devil has been too real to me to mistake him. I have encountered his spirits too often to want to ignore them. Let those who will shelve the issue and evade the battle. I have to stand by the revealed word and recognize that the devil is still my adversary, that he is still actively opposed to me and you. He still walks about and diligently searches to see if he may find some of us sufficiently off our guard. When he finds such, he tries to draw them into his meshes and devour their life, silence their witness, stop them from praying, or involve them in a fatal accident. Ah, the devil is still a murderer. Analyze the coroner's inquests and the daily chapters of fatalities in the air, on land, on the sea, and tell me the percentage that is of God's ordering. This brings me to a phase of satanic activity that seems to have grown considerably in recent years. I refer to the number of Christian people who have lost their mental balance and have had to be placed under protective treatment. Now, it is far from me to say that all these cases are the result of direct satanic oppression, but some are. The souls who have been delivered by an application of the truth, which I have already pointed out, are ample proof of it.